Laudetur Jesus Christus. Praise be Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Abbot Circle podcast, presented by the Norbertine Canons Regular of St. Michael's Abbey.
Lex orandi, lex credendi. This is a famous oft-repeated axiom which describes the close correlation between between our prayer and our belief. The law of praying is, or establishes, the law of believing. How we pray as the church demonstrates what we in the church believe. That is to say, if we want to know what we believe, we simply need to look at what we say in our prayers. Our prayer expresses our belief. So, for instance, we end our prayers through Christ our Lord, because we believe that he is the mediator between God and man. But not only does our prayer reflect what we profess, it can also effect it. By praying the church's prayers, we fortify our belief. So the more we declare that Christ lives and reigns forever and ever, the more firmly we hold on to our conviction of his resurrection and his eternal sovereignty. In a moment, we will pray this prayer over the offerings. Grant us, O Lord, we pray, that we may participate worthily in these mysteries. For whenever the memorial of this sacrifice is celebrated, the work of our redemption is accomplished. It is an ancient prayer, and so it succinctly and beautifully attests to the ancient Christian belief about the heart of what we are doing here and now. Whenever the memorial of this sacrifice is celebrated, the work of our redemption is accomplished. By celebrating these mysteries, by offering the Eucharistic liturgy, we memorialize the sacrifice of our Savior who told us, "Do this in memory of me." But we pray, and thus we believe, that whenever we do commemorate Christ's sacrifice through these rituals, we not only remember it, but we make its saving power present and real, here and now. The work of our redemption is accomplished. As often as the Mass is offered, so often does the grace of Christ's sacrifice get released into the world. And because from the rising of the sun to its setting, in every place there is sacrifice, and there is offered to my name a clean oblation, the redemptive power of the cross is constantly at work. What we pray, we believe. And what we pray and believe, we live by. May God grant that we may participate worthily in these mysteries, so that all of us who through this participation at the altar receive the most holy body and blood of Christ may be filled with every grace and heavenly blessing.
Thank you for joining us on the Abbot Circle podcast. May God bless you.